We are on page 248, Simen Shin Tes Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Now, before we start learning Sif Yud Aleph, in order to appreciate a little what it says in Sif Yud Aleph, I'd just like to go over quickly Sif Ches and Sif Yud, and then we'll understand a little what Sif Yud Aleph is telling us. So let us just see Sif Ches for a minute. Kol oyel meshupe she'ein begagoy tefach v'loy bepochais mishloisha somoch legagoy reichev tefach. So here we are speaking about, we have an oyel that is, could we have a picture? Some sort of a picture here. Let's say here, this is a picture of an oyel meshupe. We have here an oyel that's very slanty and it's very thin. And there's no, so in order to have a shame oyel, it has to be a reichiv tefach. So that means if I have, let's say here, mechitzas, and it have a reichiv tefach, that's an oyel. In Sif Ches, we're talking about an oyel that does not have a reichiv tefach, number one, so it's slanty. And going down the first three tvachim, it's still, there's not a reichiv tefach between there. So that means, till three tvachim, it is slanty, and it doesn't, it's no oil tefach. Later, it spreads out, it has, there's a tefach over here, after three tvachim. That is not considered an oil. And me'iker adin, this is mutter. Now let's just see what the halach is. So let us see Sif Ches again. Kol oyel meshupe. You have an oyel that is slanty. She'ein begagoy tefach. That means it comes by the gag, it comes to a point. There's no reichiv tefach there. Number one. And number two, v'lei bepochais Mishloisha Samach Legagai Reichiv Tefach, and less than three tvachim near the top, it does not have a Reichiv Tefach. Later it has an oil tefach, but the first three tvachim do not have a tefach. Areza oil aroi. So the Machaber says he made this l'shem kviyas. He wanted it should remain there for a month, which when halachically that makes it an oil kva. But since the oil that he is making does not have the dimensions of an oil, because an oil has to have at least a reichiv tefach, and this doesn't have a reichiv tefach, so halachically it is a din of an oil haroi, which means it's also midarabonam. And if a person will make this in Shabbos, b'kviyas, he wants, he's making it Shabbos, it should last for the next 20 years. Potter, so it's not a, there's no iser d'oraisa, because it doesn't have the dimensions of an oil, but it's also midarabon. So the vial in Sif Ches we learned, if it doesn't have the dimensions of an oil, that means it's slanty and the first three tvachim does not have a reichiv tefach, so it's also midarabonim. Afilu, he made an oil kva. Now let's just add one more yediyah. There's a bir aloche here. The bir aloche says, what if he made this an oil aroi? That means, we said, if he made it, it should last for 20 years. His aloch of an oil aroi, that's also midarabonim. What if he made this an oil aroi? He's making this just for Shabbos. So it's also also al tzlei plug. So now we know one halacha that to make an oil that does not have a reichiv tefach is also midarabonim. Fine, afilu made it bekviyas, and it's also afilu he made it an oil aroi. That is Sif Ches. Now let's jump to Sif Yud. Talis kfula shahoyu ole chutim shahoysa tluya behem me erev Shabbos muta lintoysa muta lefolko b'chein aporeches. Let's understand this halacha. This halacha of talis kfula means as follows. There was a pole. There was a pole from one wall to another wall, and there was a pole. Erev Shabbos, he put a talis, which was folded up together, and he draped it over this pole. A little bit, it's draped over this pole. It doesn't have a tefach. He draped it over this pole. But this talis has strings attached. And what's the strings? The strings are that since if I pull the strings on both sides, it will spread out readily. It will spread out easily. The strings make it easy to spread out. So the Mechaber says, now, normally we have a halacha by an oil ahoy. If there was Erev Shabbos, there was a tefach spread out. So one in Shabbos can be moisef al oil aroi and spread it out more. That's if it was spread out a tefach erev Shabbos, so I could extend the oil and spread it out more. Here there's a chiddush that it was not spread out a tefach. This talus was folded up and it wasn't a tefach, but there were strings that could readily and easily pull the talus over this whole pole, and so since it's the strings there, so that I'm allowed to pull these strings in Shabbos. And why is there such a halacha? Because we're speaking about this oil that the talus is making also doesn't have a tefach. It doesn't have a tefach. Now the reason he wants to do this, underneath. On the ground, he wants to lay on the sun is shining away, so he wants to creep underneath this talus and be shaded from the sun. So since this was, so here we have a new kula, a new aloche. This be'emesin is not a true oil because it on the top there's no oil tefach. The first three tefachim not oil tefach. So it's only a darabon on the oil. And this darabon and the ka'oil, they were makel, that even though before Shabbos it wasn't spread out a tefach, but there's strings which I could easily spread it out in Shabbos, she allowed to spread it out in Shabbos. So here I'm spreading out an oil that does not have a reichiv tefach, which in Siv Ches we said, you're not allowed to do this, it's also mi darabonam. But if it was there and there's strings on it, so then you're allowed to do it.
But
I'm
allowed to pick it up now?
No, it's there, but just pull it.
It's sitting on a pole, but the pole is not tefach.
That's right. It's not a tefach, and it's not spread out over the whole hole.
Who cares if it's spread out? The problem is if you pick it up now.
No.
In Siv Ches, this is an oil.
No. When you pick it up, you're not picking it up. It's spread over, just it's the
but
same.
But you cannot get a shadow. It's not going to be having an,
I got
another
news for you. Underneath, it's spread.
Not
the first three tefachim.
No.
So the halach is if the first three top tefachim is not a reichiv tefach, so it's irrelevant what happens later. Later it can be as wide as you want.
It's 4 feet on the bottom.
That's right, no problem. As long as the first three tefachim are not a tefach. That's what the Mechaber said in Siv Ches.
What is the logic over here?
The logic is it doesn't have a shem oil. Oil is totally from the top. The top gives it a shem oil. That what happens later doesn't make it for an oil. Unless we'll see there's a new case we'll have today. But if on the top it's not a nail, it doesn't have a shema. That's the logic. But this, the rabbon and the keisa, they said, but if you have strings, now I'm spreading it out. And Siv Ches said, you're not allowed to spread it out over the moit, even though it's not an oil. Now you're making an oil aray. But if it was on the Moed Erev Shabbos, but was not spread out, and I'm spreading it out with strings, it's mutter. Without strings, it would be yasser. So now we have two halachas we learned so far. We're speaking about an oil that the top of it does not have a reichiv tefach. So halachically, it's not an oil. Midarabonon, it's also, but this darabonon, the keiser, if you spread it out with strings, the strings attached, so it's mutter. That's sif yud. Now we're going to go and learn sif yud aleph, and we're going to be moisif another halacha. Kilas chasanim she'ein begago tefach v'loi bepoches mishloisha somach legago reichav tefach. Akilas chasanim. So let us just look. Here's a picture of Akilas chasanim. Here's the picture of Akilas chasanim. This picture over here. That means there's a bed underneath. There were two poles, one on the top of the bed, one on by the bottom of the bed. And connecting these two poles, there was a pole in between. And now he wants to make this covering. He wants to make a canopy in Shabbos. So now, so this is, and again, the first three tvachim, there's no reichiv tefach. So the vial, we had two guidelines. If there's no strings, it's also. If there's strings and it was there, was on the pole, you can spread it out. We had two guidelines till now. Now by Akilas Chasanin, we're going to have a third guideline. Now that's what we're going to see. See if you doubt. Kilas chasanim she'ein begago tefach v'loy bepoches mishloisha somach legago reichiv tefach. So we hear that we were learning about this the previous two cases. Hoyo shehi misukenes lekach. These words are very unclear. We'll try to explain them later. But since this is misuken, Muta lentaisa or muta lefolka. So you're allowed to spread it out in Shabbos, and you're allowed to take it off in Shabbos without strings. So we have here a new halacha by Kilas Chasanim, and why is this muta? Because there's three magic words: shehi misukenes lekach, which we have to explain exactly what this means. Okay.
It's like a canopy. People used to sleep in a canopy.
This year, the picture of a
canopy. The mosquitoes.
I don't know, for privacy, whatever it is. Here is when it's spread out already.
Yes.
Here is a picture when it's spread out. Here we're talking about before he spread it out. Here is the pole on top. And here he wants to, here he's putting on. So if it's less than a tefach, it's permissible without strings. Now, what exactly does this mean? So I'd like to mention the Mishnah Berurah did not learn like this, but let us just say one pshat that I saw in the Tehillah LeDavid. The Tehillah LeDavid says pshat in this aloche as follows. The Tehillah LeDavid says, he says like this, Hainu shederech lintoiso ulepirko. This canopy, this was that's always used. They spread it on, they took it off. That was the shimush. It was the ein derech lekovo. This was something that never was there bekvias. This was the 20 times a day they put it on, they took it off. She not lekach. That means it was never put on to remain there. That's how you used it. It was taken off and on 20 times. So he says, in this case, So Mimele, you don't need strings either. That means the other two cases that we were talking about, the first case we're talking about, Imamish put it down L'shem Kriyas. So it's also Midrabonon. The second case, you could put it, we had a pole and then they put a talus over it. You could put it down for Kriyas. It could be like that. So Chazal said, listen, if there's strings, we'll be matter. If there's no strings, we're not matter. So, but the Tilodori said, but this case is talking about, it's never kavua. This bed is always used. Take it off, you put it down. So therefore, it is mutter without strings. That's how the Tehillah L'David learns pshat in this machaba, which is, Baruch Hashem, we can understand this. That means the whole Issa, it's really not an oil to begin with, because it doesn't have a tefach. But Chazal, Wagoizer, if he makes the bekriyas, they ask him the rabbanim. So the only Wagoizer something that there's a possibility that a person should be keveya, then they put isurim on it. But even though it really it's not an oil, the rabbanim, they ask it. But if this specific case, there's never a kriyas, I mean, this is, it's always, you put it on and off. That's mutter to put it on in Shabbos and take it off in Shabbos. That's how the Tehillah L'David learns pshat in...
But the chiluk between Chet and Yud Aleph is very, very, very... I don't know what's the difference.
I'm telling you what the difference is. Ches is speaking about there's no strings. So no strings in there's one, the less than the oil tefach. That's all of them have the same characteristic. Ches, there's no, I'm putting it on.
Has a string.
Without a string.
Not so Yudalef.
What?
Yudalef has a string.
So strings, since it's easy to spread it out, they were maker with strings. And Yudalef, you don't even need strings, because since Ches and Yud, there's a possibility he'll put it there L'shem Kriyas. So Mamela, then they were Machma, so you need strings. Without strings, it's also. But Akil, this is a specific type of a canopy that's how it was used. It was on and off. That's what you do it for. In reality, it's not an oil, because it's not a Rechev Tefach. And there's no chash of kriyas whatsoever, because that's what it's oimed for. So this is mutar legamri. That's the three halachas, the way the Tehillah L'David says. Now, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah did not learn like this, so we have to see how the Mishnah Berurah learned. Kilas chasanim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, sif koton mem. Eitz echad oimed l'roi shamita. One eighth is standing vertically by the top of the bed. Gavoya me'amita, and it's higher than the bed. V'chein oimed eitz b'malgaloi shamita. There's another eighth that's by the bottom of the bed. Umoit noson aleim. And on these two boards, there's a pole. Uporush. And they're spread out al hamoit v'loin godol, a large canopy. Ushnei roshim yodim mikan umikan, and on both sides, that means you have this pole, and they spread out a canopy over the pole, and on both sides they go over the meter. Yodim mikan umikan, kimin oil apnei kol hameter. It's like an oil on the meter. Hoyo shehi misukenis. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say a different pshat. Perish shehi chino lekach mi ba'oyyoyim. Mi ba'oyyoyim, he was mechen that I'm going to use this for a canopy on Shabbos. There was a machshavah. Lechein shari. So if he was making mi ba'oid yoyim, that he's going to use this for a canopy, shori b'zeh afa pish lo'yoyu chutim kuchim le'mi erev Shabbos. There's a maila of a machshava, of a chone. I designated it to be a kilo, to be a canopy. I thought about this Erev Shabbos. And since I thought about this Erev Shabbos, that so memele, the machshava helps that it's gringer. How this works needs a big explanation. But the Prima Godim says one vote, and perhaps you can understand this. It seems this canopy is a oil aroi. It's an oil aroi. This is the biggest oil aroi. And he says, so they were made with a machshava. More than that, I can't explain, but that's what it says. So I'm a machashiv. Like this, when I put something on the pole, it looks kederech binyan. I'm building something, I'm making an oil. But since by this, if I was machashiv on this canopy, that I'm going to use this for a canopy, so it's mutter, you don't need strings. Lachain shari b'zeh afa pishle hayuchutin kruchim ala mi'erev Shabbos. Avolim eino misukenis, but if I didn't think that I'm going to use this for a canopy, also, k'mo yishaposa kashulchan oruch b'sivches, he says, look in Sivches. That means Sivches tells us that what it's not a roich of tefach is also midarabonon. Here we're just saying, since it was machashiv, he should use this, so the machshava helps, you don't need strings, you don't need anything else. Yeah. Dafilo oyoshem begagi tefach osa laso yisei b'shabes. Amken hoyochutim kruchim olomer b'shabes ochenal. But a machshava achona helps, and that's this third halacha. So we have the sequence. Now let's go further. Vuhu shaloi tahei mishulshelas ma'al amita tefach. Now this ma'al amita, they say pshat, does not mean over the meter, means under the meter. Now let us just say the halacha. So we're talking about, we have here, we have here a canopy. Okay, let's say we have here, this is the canopy over here. We have here a canopy. So we said, this is good. But if this canopy will go a tefach down on the ground, then it's also. And let's just explain this halacha, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We he had learned before, if you have an oil that's slanty, and the first three tfochim are not a reich of tefach, so you can make it till the ground. Halachically, minatayr, it's not called the oil, period. The rabbanon, they asked it, but minatayr, it's not called an oil. Now, let us say for 1 minute, I have an oil, again, a slanty oil, but after this oil ends, it's going slanty, I have a tefach underneath it going straight. I have a tefach going straight. That means this is going slanty, and underneath it, I have a tefach going straight. So there the halacha is that this tefach gives it a teiras mechitza. This is a mechitza on the bottom, and then the whole oil is called an oil. That means by the mechitza I have already, it's wide 5 tvachim, 10 tvachim. So if there's no mechitza underneath it, so you just look at the top there's no oil, the whole thing doesn't have a shem oil, mina teira. But if underneath it there's a mechitza tefach, so then this mechitza halachically makes that this area gets a shame oil, and the whole thing gets a shame oil, and it's bitter. So then,
if the wood was behind this tefach that goes down to the floor, it would be also asur.
What are you speaking about?
It's halo on the meat.
We'll see.
Or it's a piece of wood behind this curtain. When it goes straight,
Yeah.
It went slanted.
Yeah.
And then you overlap to the floor.
Yeah, and it goes straight.
Behind is the way you have in the picture of it. Is a wood behind it?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. There's no, it's no difference. As long as you have a tefach straight. Now let us
but
see.
But what I'm expecting to happen.
What?
It's normal that the curtain goes all the way down.
Yeah,
and it becomes straight.
That's a problem. If it, that's halachically, if it goes straight, it's a problem. The going straight gives us a shame mechitzas tefach, and then this gets a shame oil. If the whole thing is slanting,
so it becomes a typical oil.
Yeah, then it becomes a typical oil. That is right. That's the halacha. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
If I have no umbrella that goes an angle and then goes straight, that's also
that would be very problematic. Yeah. That would be very problematic.
Umbrella is asu lekatchila.
Yeah. Well, and the umbrella, there's many svaras why it's mutter, why it's also about kaponim fakert. The Nadi B'Yudim, he speaks about an umbrella, so he says it goes with it. Then it goes straight at tefach, and he's very much bothered with this tefach. Ma'al amito tefach. I mean, our umbrellas. I mean, he has a reichiv tefach on the top also. I mean, our.
I don't know. And Shabbos Sukkot, you open the shlak one tefach in order to be mutar to spread the rest.
That's right. Yes.
So what I'm getting over there?
There you moisef on the oil agoy. There's something else because the oil was here already.
It was already, and I'm now making it bigger.
And you're extending it. To extend the oil agoy is mutar.
It's mutar.
That's right. And we hear it over here. If it's not a tefach, so you don't need an extension. If you have strings, it's all trouble. But that's an extension from an oil agoy. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mi'al hamita tefach, which means underneath the meat, it goes down. Atam. The kivon shehi mishul shela, since it is going down, me'al hamita, l'cha means underneath the meat, b'tefach b'zkifo, straight, la'acha k'lois ashipua, after the angle ended, now it's going straight, havalei ha'tefach mechitze. So then this tefach gets a din of mechitze, v'chol hashipua shemimal lemita nechshav legav. The whole shipua becomes a gag, v'havi oil mamish, another say pshat, this is adarai sedika oil. That means, if there's no mechitze, so we looked at the top, if the top doesn't have a reichav tefach, the whole thing is not an oil. But if you have an oil going this way, and from underneath this oil you have a mechitzas tefach, so this transforms the whole oil into a shem oil, because later it's white. So if it didn't end with a mechitza, a straight mechitza, so it's not an oil, it's not a darbundic oil. But if it ended with a mechitza going vertically, not slanty, so then it's a deraisa. Vav oil mamish. Miu. Mito didon. So we see something very interesting. Which will go with amune. That means like this. We have an oil that's going slanty. We said, this is not an oil. Not an oil. Go on this, don't worry about it. If the minute we have a mechitza going down, so now this whole thing became an oil, could be a tzadaraisa. Fine. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, let me ask you a different case. Let me ask you if I have a bed, and I have a sheet over the bed, and the sheet goes down to the ground. So we also say the same thing. Here there was no oil, but the mechitza made it an oil. So now the sheet, l'chayra, also wasn't an oil. It was mamish over the mattress. But the mechitza should make it an oil. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about.
There is a rule about the height. There is a rule.
Mechitza is tefach.
So the standard, if it's tefach, this is the height is enough.
So just one second. So that's what he says. Miu mito didon she'en kilo oleo she'pois she'peirsin oleo sadim But for our beds, there's no canopy. He spread a sheet over the mattress and the sheet goes down. Af api denochis mipuya tefach, so goes down to the ground of tefach, less lambor, that's nothing, no problem whatsoever. Vatam, tomashe munach alamite loimikri oil kimin shein cholo tachto. The sheet that was covering the bed is not an oil, period. It's not covering anything. Here it's slanty, but as it spreads out, it's an oil. So since it starts off with a slant, so it doesn't get a shame oil, but if we have an oil, and now you have mechitzas, that will make it into oil. But that's if you have an oil from the slant. But if you just spread out a sheet over a bed, with there's no cholol, there's no space whatsoever, and now the sheet is going down, no problem. So this is mutter. Fine. So this is aloha. Now let us see Sif Yud Beis, which is okay. Let's first say Sif Yud Beis, and we'll try to explain it to the best of our capabilities. Hanoite, we'll just translate the words before, and then we'll try to explain it. Hanoite poroiches uchiyotzebo. Now, a person is hanging up a poroiches. Now, a poroiches is a mechitze. A poroiches is not an oil. It's vertical, it's a mechitze. Now, so let's just, before we go further, so if a person puts up a mechitza in Shabbos, no problem. It's not a mechitza materes. You're allowed to make a mechitza sari in Shabbos, no problem. So now, but now this person is going to hang up a poroiches, let's say in front of an Oren Kodesh, no problem. But it's a very big poroiches, so it might occur that when he's trying to hang this up, so the top of the poroiches, it's a big poroiches, will bend in a tefach. I mean, he doesn't want this oil, but it's very little. You have a big poroiches, I can't support the whole poroiches. It might bend in a tefach, and that's a problem. Now I'm making an oil, there's a problem. We'll talk about this problem soon. But I'm making an oil. See, my intent is I want to hang up the paroiches. But since it's a very long paroiches, so in the process of hanging up the paroiches, it's going to bend over. So the Mechaber says that's a problem. Hanoite paroiches echiyotzeba, tzorich lizoy, she have to be careful. Shloyasa oil bishoshenoite. So in the process of putting on the paroiches, make sure that it shouldn't bend over on the top, because you're going to make an oil while doing this. Lefichoch, therefore, imhi paroiches gedoilo, it's a big paroiches, make sure, I'm going to make sure, is toilin oisei shnayim. So then two people have to hang it up, because let us not fool ourselves. If two people won't hang it up, it's a tremendous paroiches, it's going to bend over on the top. And you're going to, so in the process of hanging up the paroiches, there will be an oil in between. It's toil noise shnayim. Avol echad osa, but one person should hang up the paroiches is also because it's going to become an oil. Now, before we go further, let us just mention two merdike kashas from the Chazon Ish. We'll just mention the kashas to understand the difficulties in this halacha. The Chazon Ish personally held, and we had mentioned in the beginning of this siman, that means if we had learned an oil haroi is also on Shabbos, that means let's say I have a frame, I don't have any mechitzas, and I spread a mat over the frame, and my intent is to be megin on the area underneath, so the halacha is, it's also midrabbanan, that's an oil in Allah to make. Noel Haroi in Shabbos. It's also mit der Rabbon. So the Chazon Ish speaks, and now when by Chosam Teire we make we take a talis, we put it over the Chosam Teire and all the Mesubim. We're making an oil in Shabbos and Yontif. What's the heter? So one of the the Chazon Ish says, you know what the heter is? Because making an oil means I'm making an oil. That means I have a frame. I put a mat over the frame. I made an oil. It's an are. I made an oil. But if I'm holding it up, I'm supporting it, I didn't make anything. Nothing is made. I'm holding it up. That's not called I made an oil. Making an oil means I put it on a frame. Now, it's now it's mild, but if I'm holding it up, that's not called making an oil. So what am I doing over here? I want to hang up a poroiches. So there's a problem. There's a problem because when you hang up the poroiches, it's going to bend over. Fine. So I'm holding it. This whole oil is being supported by me. So what's the problem? This is one kasha the Chazon Ish asks. And another kasha the Chazon Ish asks, we had learned that the whole issur of an oil is only if I want to use this oil to protect, to be megen on underneath. I have a frame, and I put a mat over the frame that the people underneath should be protected. But if the whole cover, what?
I'm creating the oil.
No. Then this is an issur d'rabbon. The whole issur d'rabbon is, if you intend this, to protect the people underneath. But if I the whole intent is for the on top, not for underneath. That means we'll talk about a case. I put a mattress over a frame. I'm making an oil underneath.
Mattress over the frame?
I have a frame and I put a mattress over. I have legs and I put a mattress over here. So the din is that it's mutter. Because I'm not putting it to be megan what's underneath. I'm putting them on the lie on top of it. So the din.
But if the mattress got banned.
The mattress alone is the worst problem. The mattress is the problem because that's the oil. But since I don't need it, should be megan for the area underneath, so it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. So memel effect the Chazon Ish, unless you have mechitzas. If you have mechitzas, it's also. Without mechitzas, it's mutter. Effect the Chazon Ish, when this oil that comes, I want this oil to be megan underneath. I don't. When it became by itself. So why is it also? So these two kashas, the Chazon Ish asks, and we'll stop with these two kashas. Okay.
Yeah. So
the heter is, Boshet, the heter is because, I mean, that's what the Chazon Ish says. The heter is because people are holding it. Another thing zech with him. The Tzoyis HaShulchan brings a raya from our simen that it's also. You see, the Mechaba was afraid of that. Even though he's holding it, it's also. Tzoyis HaShulchan is chelka
the Chazon Ish. If the talit was mounted on the wall, on right and left, and the two...
You mounted it in Shabbos?
Before Shabbos.
Oh, before Shabbos. What's the
no,
problem?
But it's right now, it's laying down on a wall, like a mechitza.
Yeah.
When the chatan comes and I pick it up, it becomes an oil. Because we have here 10 people holding the talit.
Yeah, okay.
So we have a heter for that, no?
By us, we hear that. What's the only mile of 10 people is, either there's a heter of people.